As we settle into this practice, I'll just read you a little piece by William Wordsworth. And it's called, I Wandered Lonely as a Cloud. And see, as I read it, if you can just really let the imagery speak to you. Let yourself do a little imagining of what he's talking about. I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils, beside the lake, beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze, continuous as the stars that shine and twinkle on the Milky Way. They stretched in never-ending line along the margin of a bay. 10,000 I saw at a glance, tossing their heads in sprightly dance. The waves beside them danced, but they outdid the sparkling waves in glee. A poet could not but be gay in such a jocund company. I gazed and gazed, but little thought what wealth the show to me had brought. For oft, when on my couch I lie, in vacant or in pensive mood, they flash upon that inward eye, which is the bliss of solitude. And then my heart with pleasure fills and dances with the daffodils. And so, as I said, see if you can let that imagery speak to you as we go into this practice as a way to gladden the mind heart, to cultivate a pleasant abiding. So just sensing into body sitting and being breathed, supported by earth and air. Remember your wise and compassionate intentions for being here. And remember to cultivate this pleasant abiding with a friendly interest in yourself and your experiences. And so as you sit, really bring attention into the sensations of sitting. Sit and know you're sitting. And imagine, if you will, that you're sitting on a bench in a spring garden, that you're surrounded not only by clumps of daffodils, but also many of the other spring flowers. The red tulips, the purple hyacinth, with their scent. The carpets of purple scilla. And the spots of new green grass. And there's a coolness, a moisture in the air. And yet the beginnings of some warmth. And as it may help you, using this imagery, to feel more grounded, supported, connected to earth and air. But be sure to feel your body. Be sure to feel breathing. Choose an anchor, the breath at one spot, or a sense of breath and body together. And as ambient sounds show, perhaps birds singing, let yourself open to them too as part of your spring garden, this pleasant abiding. You get lost in thought, emotions, commentary. Just notice. Connect with your intentions, your aspirations, and perhaps the image of the spring garden as a way to ground you and feel the body, the breathing. You get lost in thought. Imagine the garden again. Feel your bottom on the bench in the garden. Take in the scene, the colors, the textures. Feel the breeze. Hear the sounds of the birds. Feel the warmth of the air. Feel body sitting and being breathed. Earth and air. Noticing what sensations are pleasant, really feeling into them. Deep in awareness of the neutral. And see what happens. And in these last few moments of the practice, reimagine or sense into your spring garden. Maybe you added other elements like forsythia and magnolia, a bird's nest, a babbling brook. Use all your senses. And just notice how that feels. In body, mind, and heart. And know that you can return to this garden anytime for a pleasant abiding.